the Messiah of whom Moses and the prophets wrote about. That's the message as we continue in this verse-by-verse Bible study in the Gospel of John. Today we'll be looking at John chapter 1, verses 37 through 51. This will end that first chapter, moving right along. So we're going to go to John 1, 37 to 39. It says, "And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour." So you get a mental image here anyway, I do. You know, you picture the disciples. They might have been lagging further back. You know, they're watching Jesus maybe from a distance just to see where he lived. They knew that this man that they were talking to, Jesus, was special, and they wanted to make sure, you know, they're going to hear him again. He's going to go back there. They want to make sure they're on the front row for the next day or whatever. But we really don't know. It says that they abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. You know, in Roman time, that would be like 10 a.m. in the morning. But in Jewish time, people say that would be about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I tend to think it was later in the day. You know, it's a couple of hours of sunlight left, and they're going to be eating together perhaps. But we don't know. It doesn't go into detail. So whatever it was, they went to follow him and abode with him that day. That's the most important thing. John 1, 40 to 42, it says, "One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah," so Messiah. So what they're saying is, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. The word Christ means Messiah. "And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," or Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone." Okay, so, you know, here we have Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. This is the same Peter, you know, Peter who walked on water, the same Peter. He denied the Lord 3 times. This is the same Peter whom the Lord restored. So I want you to see here, folks. He says, "We have found the Messiah." Ladies and gentlemen, the Messiah has come. You know, I want you to see that the Messiah has come. There is not a postponement. This is not merely a parenthesis that we are living in. The Messiah came at a predetermined, prophesied point in time. Oh, yes. And the message that the Messiah is bringing, as you study the scriptures, as you look through the gospel, basically, folks, it's repent and believe the gospel. You know, salvation is found in Jesus Christ alone. And it's for the Jewish people, and it's for the Gentile people also. So to say we have found the Messiah, there was an expectancy, ladies and gentlemen, in the land, okay? This is the one. This is the Messiah. And that's a big statement that is being spoken there. So, you know, they went to meet Jesus, and they brought Peter to Jesus, and he says, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," or Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. You know, if you're a Roman Catholic, a lot of people like to be told that this is Simon, he's the rock, you know. This is what you taught, this is what I was taught, you know, Peter's the rock. He's not the rock. There's only one rock, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Jesus Christ. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2. "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Folks, you want to connect with the right rock, okay? Make sure you connect into God Almighty. There's only one rock. There's only one who is holy. You know, growing up as Roman Catholic, we're taught about the Holy Father over there in Rome, in the Vatican, the Pope. No, sir. No, ma'am, he's not holy, and he's not the Holy Father, and he's not the rock, nor is Peter the rock, okay? Nor is the Catholic Church the rock. There's only one rock, and that is Jesus Christ. Psalm 18, verse 31, for who is God save or except the Lord, or who is a rock save or except our God? I want to press that point into you, folks. There's only one God. There's only one rock. He's the one you want to make sure you're connected to. Back to John, verse 43 to 45. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Glory to God. Don't miss that. The one of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. So once again, we see the point being pressed here, folks, that this is the one who is written about In the books of Moses, in the law, and the prophets, pointing to Jesus Christ. Oh my, the Jewish people, what a responsibility. They have the scriptures. This is the one that was prophesied to come, and he came. And, you know, you got to understand, folks, there's no postponement. This is not a parenthesis, you know, that's being taught today in many places. Oh, you know, God's going to do this, and then he's going to do that, and then he's going to deal with the Jewish people. Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. He's dealing with the Jewish people and all humanity, folks, since the beginning of time. And he's dealing with them right here. The Messiah has come. The Jewish people are waiting for the Messiah to come. But the clock is ticking for every man and woman, ladies and gentlemen. You have only a certain lifespan. You die without Christ, you die in your sins. Hear me now, you'll end up in hell. That goes for Gentiles too. So this is not a postponement or a parenthesis, as many are being taught, ladies and gentlemen. So we see what a privilege for these people, the early church. I mean, this was the church being formed. These men were being called into ministry. But listen to me. You too, if you have been born again of the Spirit, you have been called to follow the Lord. Every Christian has a ministry. Oh, yes, they do. If you know the Lord, how could you not have a ministry if the Spirit of the living God is inside you? You're a new creation in Jesus Christ. So I don't want you to miss that. So Jesus Christ, folks, he's the promised seed of Abraham. He's the one who would fulfill the prophecies. Oh, yes, you know, the prophecy, Abraham was told he'd be the father of many nations. How? Through this seed. This is the seed, Christ. He's the descendant. He's the one who came down from above, and to him give all the prophets witness. Acts 10, verses 42 to 43. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick living and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Who's he talking about there? Talking about Jesus Christ. He's the one ordained of God to be the judge of the living and the dead, folks. To him give all the prophets witness. And through his name, through the name of Jesus Christ, whoever believes in him, you'll receive remission of sins, folks. That's what you want. If you don't receive remission or removal or forgiveness of your sins, what happens? You die in your sins. That's why Jesus said in John 8:24, if you don't believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Folks, hear me. Turn to him before it is too late, because this is the one who's going to judge the living and the dead. Luke chapter 3, verses 4 to 6, another cross-reference. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, or Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Hallelujah. Folks, it's for all flesh. Jewish and Gentile throughout the world, includes every man and woman, every human being that has breath in their body, folks. All flesh shall see the salvation of God, and Jesus Christ is the salvation of God. So very important when we talk about Moses and the prophets, you know, how did Jesus think about these things? How did he use those terms? Let me give you a couple of cross references here. Very important, by the way. Let's go to Luke chapter 16, verses 24 to 31. This is talking about the man who died, the rich man who died, and he ended up in hell. Let's go to verse 24, Luke 16. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, or five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So, you know, you want to talk about a powerful passage of Scripture, folks. His Father Abraham, you know, some people look at this as a parable. I don't. I believe this is actual. You know, talking father, you don't see names being used in the parables like you do here. Names Abraham, Lazarus, and so on. So here's a man that ended up in hell. And we learned here that it's a place of torment. And he was very concerned about his family, okay? Five brethren, all right? And he said, look, he realized at that point he wasn't getting out of hell. And he said, look, send somebody to you know, basically to my father's house and tell them, lest they end up here in the same place that I am. Hell is a place of torment, folks. You know, it's not a game. It's not a joke. You know, sometimes people talk about a Christless eternity, but they never use the word hell or hellfire. They never do that. And, you know, because it's more easier to talk about a Christless eternity, but many people who want nothing to do with Jesus Christ, that would be like heaven to them. So you tell them you go to a Christless eternity, they'll be very happy. But Jesus didn't do that, and he spoke the truth here, folks. And this man was concerned about his family. And look at the point I want to make here is how the Lord uses this and talks about, they have Moses and the prophets. That's what Abraham said. Let them hear them. And then the rich man continued to buck Abraham. He says, no, look, send somebody. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, meaning the word of God, meaning the scriptures, which they had, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. So this all fits in, folks, with what we're learning here, that the Messiah came, and either you believe in him or you don't. So the Messiah, keep in mind, is Jesus Christ. He's the creator of all things. A couple of other cross references, Luke 24, verses 25 to 26. This is Jesus speaking. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ, or Messiah, to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Jesus spoke those words to the two disciples who were on the road to Emmaus. And here he is walking alongside them. They did not recognize him. And they're basically saying to him, you know, don't you get what's happening here? You know, about what's been going on. And, you know, so here's Jesus now opening the scriptures to them and says, oh, fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Basically saying you should have known these things. It's important for you to know these things for yourself. Let's go to Luke 24:44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Once again, you see the Lord elevating the scripture, okay? And he says, those scriptures spoke of me, and he spoke of fulfillment, folks. Hear me now. No postponement, no parenthesis. You're either in or you're out. You either know Christ or you don't. You either trust in him or you don't. But there's no postponement or parenthesis or God's going to deal with the Jewish people later on. No, he dealt with them right then and there, and he's been dealing with the Jewish people as well as the Gentile people for like 2,000 years, folks, since that time. So this is stuff you need to know. You probably won't hear this in your church. Let's go to John 1:46-49. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Wow. Keep in mind, folks, that the Jewish people, they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and they do not believe he's the King of Israel. That's clear, very clear, in the modern day in which we live in. Nor do people like the people of Islam. They don't believe that God even has a son. So certainly, they would fit into that same category. They deny. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So, another glimpse of the deity of Jesus Christ. And Nathanael was shocked. He says, you know, how do you know me? And Jesus said, I saw you sitting under the fig tree. Obviously, Jesus was not physically there to see him. And that's why he had that reaction, you know. You're the Messiah. You're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. And totally awesome what he said there. So look at John 1:50-51. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Well, what does he mean by that? So Jesus basically said, you know, there used to be a song many, many years ago, says, you ain't seen into nothing yet. I used to love that song. So basically, Jesus is saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to see greater things than these. Yes, I saw you under the fig tree. And he says, hereafter, you're going to see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. What did he mean by that? Genesis 28:10-12. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He dreamed. There was a ladder, and it was set up on earth. The top reached into heaven. Glory to God. You know who that ladder is, ladies and gentlemen? It's pointing to Jesus Christ, and that's what he was talking about right then and there. This is the connection that you need with heaven and earth. This is the only connection, all right? And so Jesus is saying, you're going to see angels going up and down on me. It speaks of God Almighty. This is God's provision for mankind. If you look at Mark 1:13, when you look at the angels, and it says, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered unto him. Luke 22:42-43, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. It's all about Christ ladder, folks, up and down, angels from heaven to earth. This is the Jesus that you need. He's the Messiah. He came. It's written about him in the scriptures. He's the one you need. Let's end it right there. This will finish John chapter 1, and be blessed.